There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show, which was predominantly Andy shouting at the telly like a mad person. Obviously the cricket was all unfolding. England's hateful collapse in the third Ashes Test at Headingley. So that was reflected in quite a lot of things we discuss. So you'll hear a bit of his meltdown.
It was a bit of a meltdown.
We
had a bit of a other chat.
We did. We covered some other ground, including Crystal Palace fallbacks and all that. So here it all is. This is Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs with you through until four here on TalkSport. Well, this afternoon, TalkSport listener Gordon may have just nailed it. It's time to call for the wild geese. England should open the next test with Tavray and Boycott.
Well, I think
isn't it?
They couldn't do worse.
It worked in the film, didn't it?
Yeah.
So why not? Let's bring them back. Chris Tavray, Jeffrey Boycott. Give us a solid grounding and we won't have to do what you always say, Annie has got this theory that they should just put 30 for 3 up on the board.
Yeah.
And then we should just start there, save everybody's time.
Well, might as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up between now and 4, we'll get an expert's take on how former England rugby player James Haskell will fare in MMA. We'll preview tomorrow's Rugby League Challenge Cup final at Wembley. And we'll look at the human cost of Berry's potential demise.
Of course, we'll also enjoy a festival of cricket this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Through Andy's eyes. We'll take your calls, emails, texts and tweets. And John Holder and Paul Trevelyan are here to set more cricketing conundrums from the latest edition of You Are the Umpire.
Honestly, I'd be quite happy if you just switched all the tellies to At the Races or something so we couldn't see it.
Well, it's York's on.
Yeah, there's all this plus clips of the week. Motti's here for a weekend preview in the Fools panel. And Squirrel frightens baseball stars in Todd Macklin's American Sports Roundup.
That's absolutely right. It is 8 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy. And I've just seen Steve Dale, the owner of Berry, a very man very much in the news at the moment. And it's just, is it Michael McDonald, formerly of the Doobie Brothers?
Well, yeah, look at him.
I mean,
he does look like
I'd hate to think...
That's an old reference, that is.
I'd hate to think a member of the Doobie Brothers would take Berry down. That's like that isn't the case today. Let's hope. I mean, I don't know, you do sort of sometimes wonder if people get involved in football because they feel, however wrong it goes, a club like Berry, a great old club like Berry, will always get... Don't worry, there's no way they'll let Berry go. Let's hope that is the case
today.
We'll keep an eye on that for you. And if there is any breaking news, our own Don McGuinness is there and we'll be straight back to gig lane, hopefully with some good news. Even if it's a stay of execution, that will give them a little bit more time to work on any potential deal, but... Worrying stuff.
I've got some breaking news actually in the cricket. Joffre Archer has asked if it's too late to qualify for the West Indies.
Yeah.
What a waste of his time. He might as well not bother.
I know, it's
honestly
true.
They should go around, they should round up all the pads and bats and burn them to celebrate the death of Test cricket.
Really?
And just play for the one day Ashes.
These teams, yeah, you think?
I'm telling you that this is killing Test cricket, absolutely killing it, because this is, you pay 90 quid, you don't expect to see this. And it happens too often now. It's like every innings England do this. It's pitiful. I mean, it's not like, out of all of them, Root got a good ball that would get him on most days. It was unlucky. But the rest of them, Stokes.
Yeah. Stokes was a mad shot. Oh, I mean, it's an unbelievable shot, really, considering
Denley,
the situation. Yeah.
Roy. Even Burns, all of them just could have, you know, easily not played the shots they played.
You know, there was that bit of a scoreboard pressure thing as well. I know it's very early on, but obviously a player like Stokes is thinking, we've got to get this moving along.
You don't have to get this moving along. It's the second day in the morning. You've already had one innings. He could take all day making 20. Yeah. It would be better off than doing what he did.
Not in his DNA, is it? But that was a particularly, even on that basis, that was a terrible shot.
It's interesting. I mean, I was watching the highlights last night and I was thinking, you know what, I do come across a bit pessimistic at times. And then I started listening. But I started listening to Michael Vaughan and Boycott, and they were much worse than I was.
Yeah.
They were really panicking when England, you know, when that partnership was happening. And, you know, you've got a problem, Joe. This is getting serious. You know, and I think the more you know, the more you can sort of see the scenario unfolding.
Yeah.
So it makes you more like that.
Quite a lot of times you've heard on the TV coverage and elsewhere old ex-captains, ex-pros questioning his approach to captaincy. I've heard that quite a lot. I've heard it quite a lot.
It's killing his batting. And
with Nasser especially.
He's not a good captain. It's all reactive. It's not very good. And I'm still, sorry, but I'm still right about England should have batted first, because I told you they didn't have the batting lineup to capitalise on this. Now they're going to have to bat last with probably a deficit of 100. They're probably going to have to chase 250 on the last, well, it won't be the last day because it won't get to that, but it'll be the fourth day or something like that. And they'll lose easily. And it's just pointless. It's absolutely, you know, it's killing his batting. You might as well, you could say that if Root had been batting,
he could have got that ball at four, though.
But if Root had captained England during the World Cup, they wouldn't have won it. It's almost a case from letting Morgan be the captain. You know, it couldn't be worse.
Mike Brearley.
Like a Mike Brearley situation, because it really is. It's got to the point now where you just, you know, interested. I find myself less and less interested, and I love cricket, and I really, really love it. But I'm less and less interested in Test cricket because it's a farce. It's just, you know, it's pitiful. This. So what do you do anyway? Hopeless. Yeah. And it's not, you know, what are England going to get here? 80, if that. You know, they're going to
have a rear guard. Who's there? Wokes can bat a bit.
You know, and they'll
Archer can bat.
You know, yeah, but not in that way. They can't bat.
No, I know.
It's just, you know, it's hopeless, really. But never mind, what can you do?
It's literally hopeless. You are a man without hope. It is hopeless. Is that what you're saying?
It is. There was an interesting thing happened yesterday. Did you see Wade's dismissal when the ball trickled onto the stumps
and
the bale just fell off? That would have been the World Cup, but the bale would have stayed on.
It probably would have done, yeah. He would have got away with it. Shall I give you, let's have one of these, you are the umpire questions. I'm not going to give you the answer now. We'll put it to John Holder and Paul Trevelyan. This is their second edition. It's been about 10, 11 years since the last one, but it's very much in the you are the ref envelope. You know, the kind of thing. Paul Trevelyan, the great illustrator.
England have been terrible in a test match. Dillian White goes around there to beat them all up. Yeah. Do you allow it? Yes.
That's what you're saying. I don't know what John Holder would say. But a bat, this is the one. A fielder's hairpiece flies off as he fumbles a high catch.
Yeah.
But seeing the ball drop onto his wig on the grass, he picks it up and appeals.
Yeah.
Out or not out?
I'd have said not out.
Well, I'm not telling you. It's some of the scenarios.
It wasn't Nasser saying he could do it.
A bit harsh. Some of the scenarios in here are quite spectacular. Whoever thought of them has got some imagination.
Oh, yeah,
they should be writing fairy stories.
That's what makes them so good.
Something weird and wonderful has happened at the cricket.
It's so funny because just what you need when you're trailing by 130 is the ball to start turning square. Fantastic, isn't it? He couldn't make it up.
Call for Nathan Lyon. Can England win this test match, Andy Jacobs?
Yes, they can win it. They're not going to, but they could win it. They'd have to bat absolutely wonderfully. They'd have to hope for an England-style collapse. I wouldn't fancy England chasing this, but more than 180. So, you know, they'd have to bowl, you know, Australia out, a bit like they did yesterday afternoon, a real collapser. But, you know, look, it could happen. It's not going to, but it could happen.
Okay.
Who knows?
Away from the cricket, you'll be aware that Patrick Van Aanholt has upset a few people with a tweet that, to be honest, if I was a fan of Palace, wouldn't have massively put me out. Apparently the tweet was, and we now realise it wasn't from him and it's been backed up by the club. Sheffield United just wanted it more than us. Boys are not very happy, not the word he used. We just couldn't get going, but it's a long season, back to work. And I think there's a little bit of honesty there from a player.
Yeah.
It might not have played well, but it seems it wasn't from Patrick, it was from his PR team.
Oh,
and I thought, did Jim Cannon have a PR team? Did Danny Granville have a PR team?
Probably not.
It's great when the Palace left-back has got a PR team, isn't it? It's amazing.
It's amazing and ridiculous at the same time.
Yeah.
I know it's surprising, but an overweight darts fan has lost 15 stone after giving up his regular intake of 50 pints a week. What a surprise. He lost weight.
Maybe he'll be bringing out the 50-pint diet. I can teach you to lose weight. Just ask me how. Don't drink 50 pints. That'll be 10 guineas, please.
And talk about a sign of the apocalypse. They're trialling walking phone lanes in Manchester. I don't know if you saw this in the paper this morning. So for people who like to walk along and sort of scroll through their phones, they now can do it in safety. that they'll have their own special scrolling lane.
Really?
I know.
I mean, if it was me really secure that, I'd have open manhole covers and sort of spiked lampposts, yeah, wouldn't you?
Well, I had my cattle prod idea.
Shouldn't that be the way? Shouldn't that be the way? Or kind of trip wires?
Yeah, yeah.
And then people wouldn't look. I mean, we're all, be honest, I'm sitting here like I don't do it. We've all done it. We've all looked
do
up.
It, but it's wrong.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is. It's appalling. It's absolutely. So let's not pander to it, eh?
I've noticed the latest thing the papers have cottoned onto. I wondered how long this would actually take, because when I go to Edinburgh every year, I see a lot of stand-up, and of course, when you watch stand-up in the raw, it's raw. It's strong. The language is strong, and some of the things that are said, if they were ever printed, would look terrible. And people like Jerry Sadowitz, for example, don't want any of their show reported because they know exactly the sort of thing they get. So anyway, Fleabag star Phoebe Waller-Bridge, she's doing her own stage version of the hit show. And yeah, of course, it's got quite a lot of swearing in it, as did the original TV show.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it says here, one audience member said, I expected the show to be a bit rude, but the level of swearing was shocking. What were you expecting? I don't know why you even went.
Did they not watch the show? We've heard so many good things about. Did they not watch almost the first scene in the first show and the line she uses there?
I know.
I mean, that would tell you whether it was your cup of tea or not.
It's incredible,
wouldn't it,
really? And Stuart Broad has broken Fred Truman's record of number of wickets taken at Headingley. And there was a nice piece, of course I won't be able to find it now, in The Guardian this morning. Oh, yeah, here it was, by Andy Bull, rather.
I was going to Andy Bell from Erasure. Yeah, it's Andy great Bull. That he's doing a bit of cricket writing now. It's always great to see a man in sequin hot pants sitting next to Lawrence Booth, the Wisden editor at Headingley. Fantastic. Ooh, sometimes. It'd be great, wouldn't it? All the old cricket writers.
It would be
good. And they'd get them all singing. It would be brilliant.
I'm up for that. Yeah. Anyway, he says ahead was Broad's 44th wicket here, which meant he'd pulled level with Fred Truman as the leading wicket taker at the ground. Although he'd best mention that Truman took his in one fewer test matches, 9 rather than 10, and a lower average, 18 rather than 26, unless all the spinning in the grave triggers an earthquake in the Dales.
I saw a man in sequin hot pants in the press box who was demanding a little bit more respect. And I'm afraid you can hear what Fred would be like. Anyway, it's Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Still to come this afternoon, Nunthorpe Stakes live from York. Lee McKenzie joins us for more live commentary from the Ebor Festival.
Yeah, no one's mentioned Martin Kellner. Is he on holiday?
He is. Yeah, Martin's having a well-earned break, no Martin. I take it it's no Martin on talk radio overnight, I would think. Yeah, unless he's doing it from holiday. He's a committed soul.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Worrying stuff.
I've got some breaking news, actually, in the cricket. Jofra Archer has asked if it's too late to qualify for the West Indies.
Yeah.
What a waste of his time. He might as well not bother.
I know, it's
honestly
true.
They should go around, they should round up all the pads and bats and burn them to celebrate the death of Test cricket and just play for the one-day Ashes.
These teams, yeah, you think?
I'm telling you that this is killing Test cricket, absolutely killing it, because this is, you pay 90 quid, you don't expect to see this. And it happens too often now. It's like every innings England do this. It's pitiful. I mean, it's not like, out of all of them, one back got a one, Root got a good ball that would get him on most days. It was unlucky, but the rest of them, Stokes.
Yeah. Stokes was a mad shot. Oh, I mean, it's an unbelievable shot, really, considering
Denley.
The situation. Yeah,
Roy. even Burns, all of them just could have, you know, easily not there played
that,
the shots
I mean,
they played.
You know, there was that bit of a scoreball pressure thing as well. I know it's very early on, but obviously a player like Stokes is thinking, we've got to get this moving along.
You don't have to get this moving along. It's the second day in the morning. You've already had one innings. He could take all day making 20. Yeah. It would be better off than doing what he did.
Not in his DNA, is it? But that was a particularly, even on that basis, that was a terrible shot.
It's interesting. I mean, yeah, I was watching the highlights last night and I was thinking, you know what, I do come across a bit pessimistic at times. And then I started listening. I started listening to Michael Vaughan and Boycott, and they were much worse than I was.
Yeah.
They were really panicking when England, you know, when that partnership was happening. And,
yeah.
You know, you've got a problem, Joe, this is getting serious. You know, and I think the more you know, the more you can sort of see the scenario unfolding.
Yeah.
So it makes you more like that.
Quite a lot of times you've heard on the TV coverage and elsewhere, old ex-captains, ex-pros questioning his approach to captaincy. I've heard that quite a lot.
It's killing his batting.
Especially.
He's not a good captain. It's all reactive. It's not very good. And I'm still, sorry, but I'm still right about England should have batted first, because I told you they didn't have the batting lineup to capitalise on this. Now they're going to have to bat last with probably a deficit of 100. They're probably going to have to chase 250 on the last. Well, it won't be the last day because it won't get to that, but it'll be the fourth day or something like that. And they'll lose easily. And it's just pointless. It's absolutely, you know, it's killing his batting. You might as well, you could say that if Root had been batting.
He could have got that ball at four, though.
No, but if Root had captained England during the World Cup, they wouldn't have won it. It's almost a case from letting Morgan be the captain. You know, it couldn't be worse. Like a Mike Brearley situation, because it really is. It's got to the point now where you just. You're not interested. I find myself less and less interested. And I love cricket. And I really, really love it. But I'm less and less interested in Test cricket because it's a farce. It's just, you know, it's pitiful, this. So what do you do anyway? Hopeless. Yeah. And it's not, you know, what are England going to get here? 80, if that?
Time then to enter the world of American sport. As always, Todd Macklin joins us. Hey, Todd.
Hey, boys.
Once again, we talked about Christian Wade, the former rugby player at Wasps, who's in England, who's doing rather well as he attempts to get a contract in the NFL. And another fantastic run, not for a touchdown, but a fantastic run.
He's looking
really
very
making
good.
People sit up and take notice. Can he get on the old Bills 53-man roster, you think?
I still think it's a long shot. Mm. I think the Bills have the ability to keep him on the team because of his international player designation. But I still think it's a long shot to see him on that 53-man roster. Listen, again, where he is, most of the guys have played football for the last 15, 20 years. You know what I mean? Something like that. So that's what he's up against, is that football IQ that virtually every person who will be on that 53-man roster will have. You know, is it something that he can stay on the practice squad for this season and continue to learn the game? And maybe you see him on that 53-man roster next year. Mm. Yeah, I think that's a much more of a possibility than seeing him on that roster this year.
We're going to talk about another Brit in the NFL, but we do have to head back to Headingley very quickly. Details another wicket from John Norman.
Ashes update on Talk Sport with Swinton Insurance. We're here to help you find the right home insurance for your needs, online or via our UK-based call centre.
Well, more appalling test match batting here at Headingley. 52 for 3 Australia. I was just talking about Usman Khawaja. Well, he's out, so maybe I should talk about all the other Australian batsmen. Pitched up by Chris Wokes. Appalling shot from Khawaja, trying to smash him through the covers. And the catch taken by Jason Roy. So Khawaja goes to 23. The lead, 164. Australia, 52 for 3.
Thank you very much, John. Todd Macklin's with us. And this is a player that I think has been at the Browns for a little while, the Cleveland Browns. His name is Jamie Gillen. He's Scottish. And people sat up and took notice the other day after a fantastic 60-yard practice field goal.
Yeah, suddenly, he's a kicker, which is much easier.
Yeah, all the Browns fans are saying they'd like to see him get involved and possibly make the roster as well.
Yeah, I've heard I saw him with a 74-yard punt.
Wow.
As well. I mean, I think he's on the team trying to be the punter. And that 74-yard punt was pretty impressive. Just to give you some context, the guy who led the NFL in punting last year averaged 45 yards a punt. So that was his average for the season. So 74 is amazing when you're comparing it to what the average is. But yeah, he wants to be the punter, trying to be the punter. He's up against a guy who's a 10-year vet as the punter. So that's going to be tough. But he was just out practicing, as you said, and kicked a 60-yard field goal, which, again, is amazing. The record's only in the early to mid-60s for a field goal in an NFL game. So I just think, again, he's a guy that if you've got a big leg, a big foot, there's a chance you could make a team as one or the other. Mm. So, again, I still think he's a long shot because he's going up against guys with a lot more experience. But at least he's got the Browns thinking that, this guy may be a possibility.
Now, great story from the world of baseball. A young lad called Nathan Patterson went along to a kind of Colorado Rockies open day, and they have a speed pitch challenge. This is not a tryout. This is just like a fun day that the club held. And it was almost like a coconut shy. But this kid threw it 96 mile an hour.
Wow.
And it was filmed by somebody. And I think the team saw it. And the Oakland A's have signed him up.
It's an amazing story. Again, kind of the power of YouTube and getting yourself out there. And you're right. He had interest from, he went to a pro day. Mm. We should talk about, he went to a pro day and pitched for a bunch of teams and then had the 96 mile an hour pitch at the Colorado Rockies event. And then the A's signed him. He's already pitching in their rookie ball, which is, it's A level. So basically it goes like Major League Baseball. Below that is AAA. Below that is AA. Below that is A ball. So he's pitching at A ball right now. He struck out all three batters in his first appearance for the A's. Didn't do so well the second appearance a couple days ago. Gave up three runs. But he's a guy in baseball. If you can throw what he's throwing, 96 or above, people are going to try and find a place for you. So he's going to have time to at least prove to the A's that he can make the major leagues. Now, we're still talking, he's about 2 or 3 years away from getting to the major leagues if he can continue to consistently throw in the upper 90s and throw strikes. But it's an amazing story, both him and Gillen, that, a big part of their careers got noticed by people putting stuff on YouTube and then scouts from, whether it was football or baseball, noticing how good these guys were.
Now, just finally, there was a bizarre tale. Now, squirrels, they're not a particularly frightening beast, are they, really?
No.
Unless you're a Major League Baseball player. There's a game being played and suddenly a squirrel ran into the Minnesota Twins dugout. And this is what happened.
Well, he's done for the year. Now we have a squirrel running on the field behind Cruz and in front of the Twins dugout. And in the Twins dugout.
And chasing all the big, strong baseball players out of the way.
Something you don't expect to see in an urban ballpark. Now it's under the bench, we're told. Sano wants no part of it. He's out of the dugout and walking toward the camera well.
Yeah, it was complete panic, wasn't it?
Bench clearing squirrel.
They really did run for it. It was a bit of a shocker, wasn't it, Todd?
It was. And as you heard in the commentary, the guys, all these big, beefy baseball players ran as fast as they could away from the squirrel. And it is, listen, we've seen this before with kittens. We've seen it with birds on the field. It is some of the most fantastic footage when you get these animals, just because you're not used to it around these baseball players and how panicked they get, these ball players.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Todd.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks very much.
Hopefully more wickets are coming, guys.
Oh, yeah, he'll keep the faith, Todd. This, even from all the way in Canada there, he's looking out for us. 52 for 3 Australia at the moment. And we're going to bring you live racing from York very, very shortly here on TalkSport. There we are. That was this afternoon's best bits.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.